Welcome to the Two-Man Game. I'm your host, Landon Holland, and with me as always, my co-host, Xavier Rocha. How's it going, Roach?
Oh, it's going good, Dando. Feels good to be back. I missed last episode. I mean, because of a kind of a technical difficulty, but it's good to be back, and nice job on that episode.
Hey, I appreciate it.
It was a good listen.
Wasn't the same recording without you, but I did what had to be done.
Yeah, something needed to be done, so it was good that you stepped up.
Yeah, now that we moved on from that quick little series, get to move on to some new fun episodes. And today, we're going to just run through each award for this upcoming year and just give our predictions. Do you want to just get right into it with MVP?
If you want to start it hot with the biggest award we can.
Or do you want to end off with MVP?
Yeah, I kind of feel like starting small, you know, going coach of the year first. And
okay, we'll work our way
up to the MVP.
It's not a bad idea. All right, start us off with your first coach. We'll just go like our top, like our pick for it, and then go back and forth with our guys. Yeah.
So I feel like there's one clear cut kind of answer here, and I'm going to go with, Michael Malone from the Denver Nuggets. I just think that getting back Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. is going to be huge for this team. They won 49 games last season while missing both of those players, for all the season and then most of the season for MPJ. And I just think that this team's going to be the one seed in the West, and Jokic putting up another MVP caliber season with Murray looking back to form, I think he's going to kind of be in the coach of the year talks all year and eventually win it.
Yeah, so I don't know if you have anything to say about pick. He was definitely one of the coaches that came to my mind right away, but he didn't end up making my list.
Oh, and wow.
I feel like the only reason for that was I think Denver's going to be one of the top teams in the West. I think they're in like my top three for like competing for the West this year to make the finals, but I'm not sure how much they're going to take the regular season seriously. And I think they'll be in like a top three seed, but I don't know if they're going to be like the Suns of last year and winning like 60 plus games.
Okay.
And that team's just loaded with talent. So if they end up like with a two or three seed, obviously probably doesn't win coach of the year. So yeah, I think there's a great chance of that, but they have to win a ton of games if that's going to happen, I think, which is very, very possible. So my number one guy who has won coach of the year before is Nick Nurse. I think Toronto last year, I think they were one of the teams that just didn't get talked about enough with how many games they were able to win. I think did they get the five seed?
Yeah, they were the 4-5 matchup with Philly.
And going into the year, they didn't have much expectations at all. And I think just another year of this type of basketball that they play with just all the length they have and switchability, and Scotty Barnes year two, I think is going to be, I think they're just going to win even more games than last year. And I think they're going to have a top five defense. I think Nick Nurse, he's my number one guy for coach of the year.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people I feel like are pretty high on Toronto, obviously. I mean, I'm a big fan of just lengthy players that can obviously switch on to multiple positions, and they have four of those guys, I think, in their starting lineup. Three definitely with OG, Scotty, and Pascal. They can just do everything on both sides of the floor. I mean, they definitely have the personnel, and they kind of struggled to open up last year and ended up finishing as the five seed, so if they can take the momentum from the end of last season, and apply it straight away, I think they could definitely open up winning a lot of games early. And kind of when you're like, you have to start off hot early to kind of finish like in a good position later, just because it's hard to play catch up in the NBA, which is like how talented it is, especially right now.
Yeah. And I think for like this prediction to actually happen, I don't think it's going to be a case where they're like the top of the Eastern Conference. I think it's just going to be maybe like one of the top defenses in the league, or just a stretch where they're super hot winning games. Yeah, I don't think they're going to get like a top three seed, but if they stay in that 4-5 matchup in the first round, and yeah, I think there's a chance Nick Nurse can get that award.
Definitely a sneaky pick to me, but I mean, I like it. I like the pick for sure. I know you're a big Raptors guy, so
yeah,
it's a good pick. Good pick. For my number two coach of the year spot, I'm going to go with Willie Green from New Orleans. I just think getting Zion back, in his second season, just a crazy year, averaged like 27 on like efficiency that we've never seen before, just unstoppable going to the rim. Getting that back coupled with Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum, what they showed, what they could do last year against the Suns in the first round, putting up a fight. I just think adding a caliber of player like Zion back to this squad with Herb Jones and Valanciunas, who's a quality center, just a phenomenal starting five. Feels like that's one of the best in the league. I mean, might be overstating it there, but they're really, really good. And I think they're going to kind of be the Memphis of this year, win more games than expected, and end up finishing as like a top 2-3 seed, maybe even the 1 seed. They just are that talented.
Yeah, I love the pick. I'll just go right to mine because my number two guy was Willie Green too. So I'll just go off of what you said. The Pelicans are, I think, the team that most fans are coming into the season most excited to watch. You got Zion coming back. This team that was super hot at the end of last year, even overflowing into the playoffs with that first round. And just the fact the starting five is, a top starting five in the league. And if this team's a top three seed, and I think there's a great chance Willie Green wins this award, because last year they were in the play-in tournament. And yeah, even last year, I think Willie Green had a case for being one of the top coaches, just based off the fact of how poor they started and getting them into the playoffs without Zion, and just like the continuous improvement of like their rookies, like Herb Jones and Jose Alvarado. And I think we could see more of that this year with other young players and just continued growth from all these guys on this team. So yeah, I think that's another one of those like pretty clear like favorites for coach of the year, just when it comes to improvement of the team and all that.
Yeah, and just going back to like the Taylor Jenkins side of it and like Memphis last year, I think Taylor Jenkins' case to win last year was so obvious, but like the Suns were just so dominant all year and so consistent that there was no way you just couldn't give it to Monty Williams. So I feel like Taylor Jenkins could have ended up winning that award, but the Suns' consistency just overtook what Memphis did that year.
Yeah, I think that's what we could see this year. Like your pick with the Nuggets is like the Monty Williams of last year, and your pick with the Pelicans is like the Taylor Jenkins of last year. So
yeah, could very well be.
Yeah, and my Nick Nurse pick is just random.
Hey, but you got to pull the random ones out to make good predictions, because if they do hit, then they hit a little different. So,
yeah. All right, you want to throw your third one out
there?
Yeah,
we'll wrap this up quick. I'm just going to do Doc Rivers. I just think James Harden's going to look really good, and the addition of P.J. Tucker adds defensive versatility. He can play the 3, the 4, even the 5. I mean, he could if they really needed him to. So, I mean, just getting James Harden back, Tyrese Maxey taking a step, and the other additions they've made. I like the Montrezl Harrell pickup. I just think they're really talented, and their window to win, I feel like, is this year, and they just have to take advantage of it. And I just feel like they're going to be a pretty good regular season team. So my third is Doc Rivers.
All right, I like that. Tyrese Maxey year two. He's been probably the best preseason player so far. So that's exciting for Sixers fans.
Yes, yes.
My third guy is Jamal Mosley, which is another one of those reaches maybe. But I think if Orlando can somehow fight their way into the play-in, maybe pull it out, get the 8 seed, I think we could be looking at a Jamal Mosley Coach of the Year.
That would be crazy. I wonder what like the lowest seed to win Coach of the Year is.
Yeah, but this is another one of just like the sleeper picks that I thought would be fun to talk about. Yeah, I just think, I mean, we'll talk about Rookie of the Year later, but I think the talent on this team is pretty obvious from like a real NBA fan standpoint, but if they can put all the pieces together with Wendell Carter, Franz, Paolo, Markel if he gets healthy, Jonathan Isaac if he gets healthy, I just think this team has so much talent, and if somehow they can put it together into wins and somehow get into the playoffs, I think, yeah, watch out for Jamal Mosley, Coach of the Year.
That'd be crazy if that happened. Another crazy pick from you, but I like it. I like it. Orlando's definitely going to be fun to watch. A bunch of young, exciting players there. So, I mean, if he can lead that team to a play-in spot or even win the play-in and make it into the playoffs, I think that could warrant a potential Coach of the Year for sure. But yeah, let's get into where do you want to go next? You want to go to Rookie of the Year or Sixth Man?
Yeah, let's go to Sixth Man of the Year.
All right, you started off this time.
All right, so my number one guy, he's a former All-Star. Do you know where I'm going with this? Former All-Star?
I don't think so. Give it to me.
All right, I'm going with VO, Victor Oladipo. I think Victor Oladipo is just going to have a really good year. I think from what we saw last year, he was inconsistent and didn't really have a consistent role with that Heat team, but I think if this year he's healthy the whole year, I think he'll just have a lot more opportunity to have a consistent role, and I think he just has the talent to come off the bench and put up 15 points a game, be solid on the defensive end, and help Miami win a lot of games to stay on top of the Eastern Conference. So, yeah, gonna go with Victor Oladipo for my pick.
So you're thinking that Tyler Hero is gonna start this year then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So back to back.
Surprise! I think Tyler's still going to come off the bench, but if he doesn't, then yeah, VO's definitely warranted to win the award.
Am I crazy that for some reason I thought Hero was starting?
Has it been established?
I haven't
seen anything. But I mean, if he is starting, then yeah, VO's definitely the ignition key off the bench for the Heat, and he can definitely put up, like, he's looking like he's back in his All-Star like body, like shape. So I mean, if he can get back to feeling good and be healthy, yeah, definitely can be a spark plug for the Heat and put up points. So I like the pick, definitely out of left field for me. but good pick. So my first selection is Jordan Poole. I know you're a big Jordan Poole guy. Prayers go out to Jordan Poole for the shot he took from Draymond, but you live and you learn with those kind of situations, so we'll hope they can get past it. But I'm going with Jordan Poole, just like the step that he took last year, I think, was really impressive, and I feel like he's just going to take another step this year. And coming off the bench, he's a spark plug. He's already shown in preseason some new moves. He's looked really sharp. And I just think the way he plays off the ball and on the ball kind of resembles what Steph and Klay do. Like, they're definitely teaching him like how to play without the ball and be able to move and stuff coming off screens. So, I mean, he's just that kind of player that can just put up an absurd amount of points in a game. And when you do that coming off the bench, you usually win Sixth Man of the Year. So Jordan Poole's my pick for Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah, Poole's my number two guy. I think he's going to put up probably the most points off the bench out of anybody. I think I'd be shocked if that's not the case. I think he's going to average around 20 points a game. So the only reason I went with the Oladipo is just because, I don't know, I think he can maybe have a bigger impact on Miami's success than Poole does. But yeah, I think Poole's a great pick for this award.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why I picked him. But I'm glad you have him at number two, because it kind of helps give my argument for him a little boost. So
I think we're gonna have another same pick, but I'll let you go.
And then my second is Norman Powell from the Clippers. During his time with the Clippers last year, he did start most of the games, I'm pretty sure, that he did play in, but he averaged 21. So, I mean, definitely just another scorer and a really nice player that I think is going to fit very well alongside Paul George and Kawhi. And then also having John Wall, who's been known as a very good passer for a long time. I just think he's going to get a lot of opportunities to spot up and hit a lot of open shots, which he's been able to do for the majority of his career. 38% shooter throughout his career. And in recent years, eclipsing like over 40%. So I just think he's that kind of player, and I feel like he can take a nice step next to great like supporting cast with the Clippers. So I got Norman Powell at number two.
All right. I think I like the player pick, but I don't know about the situation. Just with the Clippers, I think they just have so much depth that just the wing and guard position that I don't know if there's going to be like consistency out of lineups and like who's scoring other than Kawhi and Paul George, but definitely a possibility. So my third guy is Malcolm Brogdon. I think that's a pretty typical pick for this award. He is, has he made an All-Star game too? I feel like he might have.
I think in, like, he was
one of
close.
His first years in Indiana. Maybe not.
I'll look it up for you. Keep going.
All right. But yeah, Brogdon's just going to be a super steady player off the bench for Boston and take a lot of the load off of Tatum and Brown when they're on the bench. I think Brogdon's just going to be super steady and give that bench unit exactly what it needs. So yeah, I don't have much to say about that. I think it's pretty clear how good of a player Brogdon is, and this will be his first year since probably maybe his rookie year that he's come off the bench. So, and I know he won Rookie of the Year, so maybe he didn't even come off the bench his rookie year.
I think he did for most of the year.
Okay.
He started 28 games. No, yeah, Malcolm Brogdon.
Ready for me.
And he has not made an All-Star game, but his second year in Indy, he averaged 21. So, I mean, definitely could have been worthy of it. for sure.
Yeah, I know one year they were, he was definitely in like the discussion for All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Brogdon's a pretty obvious pick. I don't have him on my list. Just, I mean, the fear with him, to me, just like, I feel like he could play good enough to where they do just end up inserting him into the starting lineup and he doesn't hit the, like, threshold to be able to qualify for this award. Like, if he does get inserted soon, end of the season. And then just also his injury history could kind of come into effect of him not playing enough games. But if he does meet the threshold, he's definitely going to be in the conversation just because he's that type of player and he's going to provide playmaking off the bench, scoring, and just kind of in good defense and just whatever Boston needs. So he's definitely going to be a great player for them coming off the bench.
Yeah, that's my thing with Poole. Like, I just don't understand how that guy can be. I mean, I know that it's Steph and Clay, but just the fact that he'll be coming off the bench is just crazy to me. I just think he's like, he might be like the best offensive bench player I've ever seen in my life this year. Like, I feel like last year he deserved Sixth Man of the Year. That's,
yeah,
I mean, but you know how high I am on Poole, so.
Yeah, you love Jordan. I mean, your fantasy team's literally named after him, so.
Man, it's a pool party out there.
But my third for Sixth Man of the Year is Tyler Hero. I could see him repeating if he does stay in that bench role, but like I said with Brogdon there, it's definitely fear that he might not meet the threshold. Like you've already said, you thought he's starting, so I mean, he could very well be starting, and I could be wrong. And then he could end up starting if he's playing super good, takes a step on defense, he could definitely be inserted into the starting lineup. So definitely fear with him not being able to qualify, but if he does, he's already shown that he can win it. And I think he could again, just because who else is there to score off the bench and just in Miami in general, so. Any thoughts on Tyler? Are you looking up if he's starting? Hello? Oh, you might have muted yourself.
Oh,
Dando.
Yeah, my bad.
No, you're good. I thought you were just laughing to yourself or something.
I was doing some research on Tyler and like the starting job, but yeah, I haven't seen anything like for sure either way, other than him like saying he's earned it, he deserves a starting role, but you know, with Heat culture, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I mean, if he's playing well on defense and like putting energy into that side of the ball, he's going to probably end up starting just because of what he can like give on the scoring end and take the load off of Jimmy and Bam. So
yeah, well, he just I don't think one of our guys isn't going to meet the threshold when it comes to Oladipo and Hero, cuz I don't think both of those guys will come off the bench.
Yeah. So. Just I mean, yeah, because with Gabe Vincent, those are the two guard roles where Gabe Vincent and one of them. So one of them has to start. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. So you ready to move on to, you want to do most improved or rookie of the year?
You take the pick. It doesn't matter to me. I like both of them. So.
All right. We'll go with most improved and then save rookie of the year for part two of this. Episodes. All right. I'll let you start. Right.
So I feel like this is kind of an obvious pick and probably a pick that everyone is going with.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Giddy.
Oh. I don't want to be too biased, but I could definitely see Giddy winning. But I'm going with Anthony Edwards. I think last year Ja kind of set the threshold and like a new threshold for how to win the award, and that's to just take a big leap offensively and have your team win a lot of games and make an all-star game. And I think Anthony Edwards will be an all-star this year. He's going to up his scoring load and just look way better and kind of be in control of Minnesota and just be the guy over there that everyone knows he can be and will eventually get to. So I'm going to go with Anthony Edwards to win most improved. I just see him taking a big step this year.
Yeah, I have Anthony Edwards too. I don't have much to say other than T-Wolves are going to win a lot of games and he's going to be an all-star. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just think him also, like, locking in more on defense, like, trying to help Gobert in that aspect could also help him a lot if he can look good defensively, too. Which he definitely has, like, the athletic ability and tools to be able to do that. So we'll see if, like, what he does.
Hey, who's your next guy?
My second guy is RJ Barrett. I think if he can increase his finishing ability near the rim, that's kind of like what falters him the most and makes his efficiency look not so good. So, I mean, if he can improve in that, getting a super consistent guard like Jalen Brunson is going to help him a lot too, just because, like, having a consistent player next to you that doesn't make a lot of mistakes and will be able to get you the ball is going to just help you get more open shots and better looks and just take really pressure off of you that wasn't there last year just because, like, they had so many different guards playing every single night, players getting hurt, players out. So, and then if Julius Randle can just look any bit better than he did last year, I think that helps RJ too. So, I just like RJ's ceiling and I just like him as a player. So I think he's going to take a nice step this season and look really good. So I'm going to go with RJ Barrett.
I like it. I think RJ could have a really good year. And now that he has a point guard next to him, that's actually a solid starting point guard. I think that'll also take some pressure off of him and, give him some more room to work. With my number two guy, I'm going with Evan Mobley. I think this is the classic, like, year two pick. Coming off of a year where many thought he deserved Rookie of the Year, being one of the best defensive players in his rookie year was just, I mean, that doesn't really happen and hasn't happened since Tim Duncan. So I think I don't really know how he's going to take much of a step defensively because he was already elite, but rumors are that he improved a lot on the offensive side of the ball this year. And if the Cavs are as good as I hope they're going to be this year, I think Mobley's going to be one of the biggest reasons for that. And a lot of times the most improved player award goes to a player on a team that's super improved too. So
the Cavs are going to be really, really good.
Yeah, you can say that again.
The Cavs are going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Let's go. Alright.
Alright, with my third player, Evan Mobley, yes. If he takes a step offensively, I feel like he's almost a lock to win this award just because I think the Cavs are going to be really, really good.
Wait, can you say that again?
The Cavs are going to be really, really good. He's going to be in Defensive Player of the Year conversation. I just think he's taking that step. So just with those two things and then also him taking a step offensively, I just think it's inevitable for him to be in the conversation. I feel kind of bad for leaving him off, but I like this third player a little better just because I like the touches he's going to get and the usage he's going to have this year. My third pick, and I probably should have put him one just to be different, is Tyrese Halliburton, one of my favorite players in the league.
I love it. Great pick.
He's just, with the Pacers, he's going to literally have the ball all game long. And I feel like you could very well, I mean, I don't know if they have the talent for him to do this, but I feel like you could very well see him average 10 assists this year. And also increase his scoring load. When with those two things, I just think that's just going to warrant him winning this award. And don't sleep on Tyrese Haliburton making the All-Star game. I think he could. I just think he's that good, so don't sleep on it.
How can you make an All-Star game when you're the worst team in the league, though?
Dude, his numbers are going to be crazy. Just trust me, bro. And that's all that matters. So Tyrese Haliburton's my number three.
Yeah, I love it. My number three pick is going to be similar in the way that it's another player from a really bad team, but yeah, Haliburton is going to put up, I would be kind of surprised if he didn't average close to 20 and 10. Looking at his stats from last year, just with the Pacers, he averaged 17.5 and over 9.5 assists. So, if he takes any step with his statistics alone, he's going to be putting up some crazy numbers. But yeah, my number three guy is also from one of the teams that's going to be probably pretty terrible this year. I'm going to go with Devin Vassell for my number three pick.
Like it.
I don't want to get carried away with any comparisons of Devin Vassell, so I might save that for later on down the year. But yeah, I think he showed me flashes last year just with that midi pull up, catch and shoot three, ability to take it to the paint and finish. And there's nothing but opportunity with the Spurs team. They're going to be starting with players like Trey Jones and Pirtle, and no DeJounte anymore, so Devin Vassell is going to have a lot of opportunity to have the ball in his hands, and I think he's going to average close to 20 points, and I'm guessing last year he was averaging close to 10, maybe even under 10 points, so yeah, I think Devin Vassell is going to take a huge leap, and I'd be shocked if he's not like this one of the centerpieces of this future of the Spurs team. I think a lot of fans are gonna start to know his game and start to watch him after a few games this season.
Yeah, I love the pick. I think he's out of everyone on the Spurs. I think he's definitely the most primed for a breakout year, and I feel like a lot of people are kind of eyeing Keldon Johnson a little bit more. And like, I don't blame him just because I love Keldon Johnson's game. I think he's super good. So like, I'm not going to fault them for that, but I just think Devin Vassell is just better offensively and just has like, he just has like a perfect build to be a nice, like, I feel like he could even play the two, but he mainly plays the three and his body type's just super good. And I feel like with the opportunity he's going to get this year, he's definitely going to take a huge leap, like scoring wise. He averaged 12 last year, so I think you could see him up in that to 19, almost 20, just because of the shots and the opportunity. And if he can increase his 3-point percentage, hit more threes, he's going to have plenty of opportunity on the Spurs team. So I love the pick, and I'm a little mad. Our fantasy draft didn't fall right for me, but Devin Vassell never made it back when I thought he would. So
yeah, I'm really mad I couldn't take him. I got him.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
I can't help myself. I gotta give the comparison. Do you know who I'm gonna say?
No, just give it. Just
Brandon Ingram. Every time really? I watch Devin Vassell play,
he's like a mini Brandon Ingram.
I think he's got potential to be a similar player type to Brandon Ingram, and yeah, I think Devin Vassell has a very, very bright future.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think with a lot more opportunity, you're going to see what he's got in his bag and what he can do. So that's going to be super exciting to just see like what he does with all this opportunity on the Spurs. So I like it. I like the comparison too. He's a mini Brandon Ingram because he's not quite that tall, but
I feel like he's pretty big.
He's like 6'5", I think.
I gotta look this up.
BI's like 6'9", 6'8". So, I mean, not really mini, but a little small. A little smaller.
Oh, Vassell is 6'5". Dang. He's got that wings. His wingspan's crazy, though.
No, he's long.
Yeah.
He's definitely long.
Yeah, I think for most improved player, that's probably my favorite award to look forward to. Just
Picking breakout, and we're gonna have a whole episode on breakout players. But
that's what I was just gonna say.
Just like, looking at breakout players is so fun, and just predicting like who's gonna take that step. So.
Yeah, we might have to have like a full like series just based on breakout players. Like I could talk about it forever. So.
Yeah, I mean, each team has at least one, and God, I think the Thunder have like 12, so I can just talk. So, I mean,
well, hopefully they all break out the same year, then they're going to be competing for a championship.
I mean, yeah.
they just
got to save their breakout for next year once after we get Victor. Then they break out.
But you heard Roach, everybody. The Cavs are going to be really, really good.
They are.
And next, we're going to record a second part to this episode and go through our Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, and our MVP picks. So, yeah, that was a fun episode recording these awards. And
I mean, we're going to get to the bigger ones next episode, but Most Improved is definitely one of them. Probably the most fun to talk about, so it's good that we got that in this episode.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you guys.